And if you recognize that it is not a realistic means of getting the end you sought, then you may deal with reality as it is, work to get freedom in areas where you are capable of getting it. And you can have a lot more than you have now by becoming as independent of government as possible. In the economics course, in the session on money, after outlining the whole situation of inflation and depression, the only possible realistic answer there is not to try to change the system, not to try to outguess the men who are making the determinations, but to make yourself invulnerable, to recognize the possibilities that this thing can go, lead to now in the next few years, and to put yourself in the position that no matter which way it goes, it is not going to kill you, that you can stand it whichever way it goes, and whichever way it goes, you will not have said to yourself, well, I gave up a great investment over nothing because it didn't go the way I expected it to. This is what I mean by getting yourself independent of government. The elimination of the payroll taxes was simply making myself independent of government to that extent for the time being. Get out of boxes. This is a way that probably the greatest opportunity available to any human being is to simply throw those mistakes that you made in the past off the lid of the box, get out so that you're free to act and so that you're not restricted in your alternatives by trying to protect decisions made in the past, mistakes of the past. Deal with people of like standards. Look for those people and deal with them instead of trying to change the people you do deal with. This is an area to get greater freedom to practice your morality instead of continually running head on into the contradictory attitudes of those people you may have been trying to change. That isn't changing the world. It isn't going to make the world a better place to live, etc. But it's going to make your life a better life to live, and that is the only thing that you can know for sure. Now, here we're looking at reality, and it may appear to be awfully negative up to this point in the course, and as I mentioned last week, many people have indicated that this is the impression they're getting. But the fact of the matter is that if the reality is there, your wishing that it was not there is not going to prevent you from stumbling into it. Once recognizing it, you can do something about it. So which way will bring you the greater happiness ultimately? The facing up to the reality as it is, no matter how black you may want to call it, or wishing that it wasn't that way and thinking that you can create mental images that will change it. By getting your eyes off the irrelevant, you release tremendous resources that you may not have realized that you had available to you. Next week I'm going to give an example of this as we deal with this question of relevance more. I'm going to give one example of it that I think the average individual listening to would say, well, that was an extreme, exaggerated case. And yet every case I've seen where this has been applied in this way, the benefits were tremendous, where you're talking about the release in resources being 3-4 times what it was before rather than just a change of 10 or 15% as an improvement. I can't say anything more about it without just unreeling the whole example, and that would take 25 minutes, and you don't want me to do that. The point is that I will give an example of that next week. The tremendous resources that are available to you that you may be overlooking simply by dealing so much with irrelevancies. You don't get happiness by ignoring what's out there. You get it by facing it and then using it as it is. Once having done so, then you have a world of happiness to conquer. There are all sorts of things that are possible in this world that up to now you may have considered to be totally impossible because of a wrong view of reality. But put first things first. The first thing is to see the reality, to see it as it is, as closely as you can perceive it, and then use it as it is, or you'll never catch up with happiness. But once having done so, you then pay the price for past mistakes. You liquidate them. You jump out of the boxes and you start to live. You start to use your life in ways that will bring about well-being for you. And that's why this course may have seemed negative up to now, because we have been facing up in many ways to the realities that exist, the way things are with regard to such things as religion, the free society, what you can do about controlling others, about making decisions and so forth. But next week, we'll start looking at specific examples of ways to use this reality now to increase your happiness, not just to ward off the thieves and the murderers whom I've been preoccupied with for the last 5 weeks, but to look at ways of actually replacing one situation for a better one, one with more well-being. And if you're beginning to wonder, as a result of all I'm saying, if there's any reason to be alive at all, then I hope to show you next week a wonderful reason for being alive, a gigantic reward for being the person you can be, for facing reality as it is, for formulating the right code of conduct, because the rewards are tremendous, and if anything, people have difficulty believing the possibility of the rewards. But tonight can mark the turning point. Truly, tonight can be your declaration of independence if you throw off the last vestige of thinking that someone else is going to be responsible for your future, that someone else can make decisions in your life. The moment when you recognize that it isn't the plans or hopes or dreams or promises of any other human being, but rather what you can conceive of as reality and dealing with it that will constitute your salvation, that you can protect yourself, you